Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Michelle, my name is Patricia Wood, and I was looking at my checking account today, and I see that I am being billed $59 and change for something from your company. Could you tell me the name of your company?
Well, we're a third-party call center, so we help with a lot of online companies, but I can find it for you and definitely let you know. I just need a zip code to find that charge for you, please.
36467.
Thank you. And your name?
Patricia Wood.
Thank you. And
$56.95.
All right, ma'am. Lastly, I just need you to confirm the shipping address to verify this, please.
906 Douglas Avenue in OPP, Alabama, 36467.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me take a look at this look at this charge and see what it was for. Okay, I'm looking at two charges, ma'am. I see a $7.95 for a sweepstakes entry to win a phone. I believe it was an iPhone. That was on the 21st. That enrolled you in the Factory Direct membership store. What they do, they send gift cards to their members every month with $125 on the gift card for you to spend on their website. They do charge $56.95 to be enrolled. But like I said, this started from a free gift that was entered to win of an iPhone. Did you do that on the 21st of February?
Ma'am, I can't remember that far back. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It has something to do with a phone, though, on a survey.
I did answer a survey, but I thought I backed out of it before I completed it.
Oh, are you sure it was this survey? Because this one went through. But if you're not interested in, are you interested in the membership for next month?
No, I'm not interested in the membership, and this was just charged to my bank account.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and cancel this membership to prevent any future charges. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, I'd like a cancellation number, and I'd like that money to be refunded.
Well, since they have already sent the gift card, I can do a courtesy refund for you of 35%. Have you seen the gift card yet in the email?
No, ma'am. I have not gotten any gift. Oh, in the email?
Yeah, they sent it in the email 26 on the Saturday. They sent it to you. It's a gift card code with $125 and a link to the website you can go to spend it on.
Okay, let's see. What kind of gift card was it?
What do you mean? It's a gift card code. So it'll probably begin with your first name and a couple letters after it, numbers after it.
And when was that sent?
On the 26th.
Let's see, how far back am I going?
It's about 2 days ago, so it shouldn't be that far.
If it was sent through my email?
Yes, to patwc5303@aol.com. If you usually don't get emails from them, it could end up in the spam folder. You can check there as well.
Well, I don't have a spam folder.
Well, it should be on the side. It's under... Everybody has a spam folder, but it's on the side. It might say junk mail.
And who would this be from?
From Factory Direct Stores. But let me tell you the exact email address that it'll come from. It'll be coming from support@basicdiscountgoods.com. If you're having trouble finding it, I can request for them to send the email out again for you so you can have it at the top. And for the inconvenience, I can do a 50% refund for you. But it should be there. They only sent it about 2 days ago.
Well, instant wrinkle checkout saves from Jane, ovarian cancer, lawsuit, support, and Vanessa received this order. Hi, Patricia. Thank you for reaching out. I have received your message. Cancel this order today, please. It just says support, Vanessa and support.
Was that on the 26th?
Just gives me a time.
If you click on the email, it should tell you the date on the top.
And how would that be listed? Support at...
Let me look at that again. support@basicdiscountgoods.com.
Well, I don't have anything in my trash folder under that.
Okay. Do you think it might have been deleted by mistake? If you're still having troubles, ma'am, we can resend it for you. And also, we can do that 50% refund for you for the inconvenience that this has caused. So once I request for them to send it again, it should be at the top of your email, so you wouldn't have to look for it.
And you said they sent this out when?
On the 26th.
Okay, and today is just?
The 28th. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Let's see, I'm going back through yesterday's. See, today is the 28th, 27th, would have been Monday.
The 26th would have been on the Saturday, and 27th was Sunday.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Saturday. Yesterday, Saturday. Michael Wood, Tim Schmidt, Facebook, American Gun. Jack B. Expure. Come on, go back. You say you can send me out another one?
Yes, ma'am. I can just request for them to send you another one so it can be on the top of your email so you won't have to search for it if you're having difficulties. Once you get it, it's a gift card code and the link to the website. And you just click the website and pick whatever you want that's on the website. Once you go to pay, you just use the code that they sent you. And it ships right to your house.
Okay.
But it'll only just be for this month since I canceled it. Would you like for me to resend it?
Please, because
okay.
I'm not seeing anything so far for Saturday. Facebook, okay. Password assistant, Jack B. Expire, Publishers Clearinghouse, Capital One. I'm still going through Saturdays. I get a lot of junk mail.
Yeah, that would make sense. So it's better if we just resend it to you so you can have it on the top of the email so it'll be easier. I'll go ahead and request for them to send it.
Okay, how long will that take, do you know?
Probably 24 hours. So by tomorrow, it should be there for you. They have to make another gift card for you and everything and send it to your email. But I have, did I give you the cancellation number?
Nope.
Oh, do you want the cancellation number?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in cancel. 259. 09 95 17.
C is in cancel. 259 09 95 17.
That's correct. All right, and
your name again?
Michelle.
I got a niece named Michelle.
Oh, that's pretty. Would you still like for me to process that courtesy refund for you?
If you wouldn't mind, please.
All right. Let me make sure it goes through for you. All right. That'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And just check your email sometime tomorrow around the same time to view that gift card code. And everything is now canceled, though. Is there anything else I can help with?
No. But I can't believe I can't find it, even in my junk mail, going all the way back through Saturday.
Yeah, they definitely sent it on the 26th, so I don't know if you would still like to keep looking, but it's somewhere in there. But no worries, we'll just resend it to you again.
Okay, and that's coming from whom?
From the support@basicdiscountgoods.com. That's the email that it's coming from.
Yes, ma'am. I got that.
All right.
I got it all now. I didn't have the discountgoods.com.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, everything is canceled, okay? And we'll resend that gift card.
I appreciate it. You have
You're
a well. Blessed day.
You too. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day, Ms. Patricia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.